Okay, but before we start that, I saw one point while preparing this year on what we ended on last time on forgetting. Give these out, by the way. They're long. Don't worry. Sorry.
Are we ever going to do Bava
Basra? No. We might do Bava Basra next year as the Masechta, the Yeshiva, in which case we'll get to do all the Bava Basra.
That's
KPIs.
Can you do a separate share one day on it? I really want to know about it.
Tomorrow.
That's nice. But I know on principle, I do the Agadah to the Masechta we're learning.
When there's nothing happening during something.
Oh, yeah, when there's nothing happening, because I had so much time like that. Okay, good. Guys, so first I wanted to make, I thought this was an interesting point on forgetting Torah, so just very quickly, I gave it to you at number one. This is from dafyomi.co.il.
Did you write this year?
What?
Did you write this year?
What do you mean? Dafyomi.co.il?
Yeah.
No, it's a Dafyomi resource website. Yeah, this is by Rabbi Mordechai Tzvi Dicker. I don't know who that is. But he writes as follows. He says, one may ask, however, that this explains only why the Rambam does not count the verse as a mitzvah not to forget one's learning. How does this approach explain why the Rambam does not count this verse as a mitzvah not to forget Mamad Har Sinai? In what way is remembering Mamad Har Sinai fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Where that builds on everything we saw last week. But here's his answer, which I thought was interesting. Perhaps the answer is as follows. The Ramchal Derech Hashem explains that the study of Torah differs from the study of all other forms of knowledge. When one learns any other form of knowledge, the purpose in learning is the acquisition of knowledge itself. Consequently, it does not make a difference how he learns and acquires that knowledge. In contrast, Hashem gave the Torah in order to learn it, and through its wisdom to gain a special connection with Hashem himself. Similarly, the event of Mamad Har Sinai was not an isolated historical event. It was not merely the time at which Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people. It was an event through which the entire Jewish people experienced an existential transformation, an unprecedented spiritual connection with Hashem. I don't know why they put a dash there. I really have no idea. Hearing his words, experiencing his presence. The Ramchal explains that anyone who learns Torah has the opportunity to relive the experience of Mamad Har Sinai. When one learns Torah the same way as it was given in Har Sinai, with awe, fear, trembling, and shuddering, which the Gemara calls Be'em of a Yer of Reses Uvezeya, and with the experience of the Torah as the primary means for forming connection with Hashem, he merits at that moment to hear and experience Hashem's presence, and he relives Mamad Har Sinai. Accordingly, remembering Mamad Har Sinai indeed is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's even a diyun in Poskim whether lechatchila, or the Gemara says originally they only stood when they learned Talmud Torah to remember Har Sinai, and now we don't because we're too weak. The Gemara says this.
They stood, but it's.
No, the Gemara says that we're too weak. The Gemara has already talked about this. And the Poskim have a deal of whether it's lechatchila to still stand bizman hazeh. There's a discussion of this. I wrote a blog about this a long time ago. But what that teaches you, that the way one must learn Torah is with Mamad Har Sinai in his mind. One must not forget Mamad Har Sinai, because if one learns Torah without remembering Mamad Har Sinai, his learning is not a way of connecting with Hashem, but merely an intellectual exercise. The ideal way for one to learn is to imagine that Hashem is speaking to him now. When one achieves this degree of awe and fear, he experiences the connection that existed at Mamad Har Sinai. Moreover, the prohibition against forgetting Torah in general is directly related to remembering Mamad Har Sinai. The Midrash teaches that if the Lucha would not have been broken, no one would ever have forgotten anything he learned. This is because at Mamad Har Sinai, the words of the Torah were inscribed on the hearts of the Jewish people, which, as the Pasuk says, Katzim Aluach Ibecha, write them on the tablet of your heart. The experience at Har Sinai was not a mere communication of information from Hashem to the Jewish people. It was an experience that fundamentally changed the essence of the Jewish people, leaving an indelible impression upon their hearts. Accordingly, it is clear why the Rambam omits the prohibition against forgetting Torah from the list of mitzvot. As mentioned earlier, the Rambam does not count branches of general mitzvot separately. Remembering Har Sinai and learning the Torah the way it was given Har Sinai helps a person not to forget his learning, and thus is included in the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This also explains how both the straightforward meaning of the verse, meaning Mamad Har Sinai, and the drasha of the verse, which is about forgetting one's learning, teach the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay.
Remembering Har Sinai and Yira and all that help you?
So he thinks because, right, that experience, right, though that's what he built on this midrash, which that I'm already not totally convinced of, right, that it was written on the luach of your heart. It could just mean that if you really internalize the fact that God is speaking to you now, right, you wouldn't forget, right? It would be a, or something like that, which I think an interesting move. Okay, but I just wanted to share it. But let's move to what I really want to focus on, which is the Shivrei Luchot. So remember, the Gemara had said, and this Gemara appears in three places in Shas, here, and in Brachot Davchet, Amud Beis, and Bav Basra Yudal, Amud Beis. where, again, let's just read the lines in the Gemara. Asher shibarta v'samtom ba'aron. Tony Rav Yosef melamed shaluchot v'shirei luchot munachim ba'aron. Mikan l'talmid chacham sheshachach talmudo. Machmat unso she'en noagin bo minhag bizayon. From here we learn that the luchot and the broken luchot were in the aron together, from which we derive that a talmid chacham who learns, who forgets his learning, not because of his own fault, he, the bottom of Tzadi Tevet Aleph, Mavish, the end, that you don't treat him with Bizayon, and then the Gemara goes on to the breaking of the Luchot, and goes on to the forgetting Talmud Torah, and again, the framing of the whole thing is that if you forget Talmud Torah because it is your fault, you're in trouble, you violate Yisurim, but if someone does it not because their fault, because he's elderly and he forgets things, it's not his fault, it's not Asur, he still deserves Kavod. Right, that's the framing of this Agadah. But I want to focus on this notion of Luchot v'shivrei Luchot Munachim Ba'aron, and what that tells us about the kavod that you have to give to a Talmid Chacham Sheshachach Talmudo because of his age. Okay, I want to understand this. So first, throw out to me the problems you have this Agadata. What do we need to explain? What strikes you as is interesting in this Agadata?
I mean, no Shachach Talmudo.
Oh, why does it matter if it's onus or not?
So why does it matter? So you tell me, why does it matter whether it's onus?
I guess because if it wasn't onus, then he's like a chote.
Yeah, that's what the next Gemara says, right? That's explicit. That's not even a drasha, right? If you look at the end of the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, right, the Gemara says that explicitly, which is, Yachol, if you talk about love Mishnato, right, you might think that all the violations are even when da-da-da, Talmud Lomar, no, it's only when he forgets, doesn't review, all that stuff. It doesn't apply to this guy.
But where do we get that from the Pasuk, from the Drasha?
Oh, no, not from the Drasha, but the fact that this is the point of the Agadah.
Yeah.
Where do we get it from the Drasha? We have to get it. Good. Now, so, what other problems do we have to deal with? Yeah, so, how do we get it from the Drasha? Good. Yeah, what else? There are technical issues here.
Well, it doesn't fully match up.
Why?
Well, so, first of all, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but the luchot are willfully broken, right? So it's like a willful, it seems to be a willful forgetting. And secondly,
I mean, not
even
by the
works
of the B'nai as well.
Okay, fine. But even once you have broken knowledge, right, you're still supposed to, you're still getting these new luchot, right? And it's side by side those things. So it's kind of showing, you would seem to say that even if you forget something, it should be like you should still strive to like know things, right?
Maybe, but let's be very careful. What's it? So Sean picks up on something, which is
second set.
He's still the broken luchot.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Meaning the broken luchot have kavod, but
they're still broken.
Now that might help us. Let's be very careful. Everyone, look up and don't look at Gemara for a second. Okay. What does the Gemara say you do with a Talmid Chacham who forgot his learning?
Give him kavod.
Wrong. Very good. That's what I wanted you to say, but it's wrong.
You treat him as
a... No, you don't degrade him.
Ah.
And you have to wonder whether that's on purpose, right? Meaning, a Talmid Chacham who currently remembers his Torah, would it make any sense to say you're not mevaza him? No. What do you have to do?
Give him cover.
You have to, right? Vadarta b'nei zakein. B'nei say v'atakum vadarta b'nei zakein. So it could be intentional, meaning maybe the point is he's something, but he's not the luchot.
And what exactly is he if he doesn't? How is he? In what way is he a talmud chacham at all if he doesn't have?
Very good. And then you say, what does this mean?
Yeah.
He's the shivrei luchot v'mazeh.
Right. Well,
what is the shivrei luchot? Yeah. What is that?
A bunch of broken tablets.
Good. What else? What other problems do you have with the Zagadah? So there's a lot. There's a lot going on in the Zagadah.
Is broken tablets the same as like erased tablets? Is that the same thing?
I mean, I would guess something like that.
Why would forgetting his knowledge make you think that you can degrade him?
Ah, good. Why do you think it would make you think you could degrade him?
Can you be Mavaza? You just allowed
you can't be Mavaza anyway.
Yeah. Right, but what? Good. So why? But why would you think? Meaning, I don't know if you would mean like Mavaza him, like humiliate, but meaning you might think he's not a Talmud Chacham anymore.
Yeah.
Right, Kamash Malan, he is.
Sort of.
Very good. And yeah, I got to put your finger on what that is.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on. And now there's certain things I don't expect you to know, but There's another problem here, which we'll have to get into, which is it in fact true that the Aron and the Luchot of Shevei Luchot are together in the Aron? No, but there's a machloket in Chazal if there's...
Side by side?
No, there's a machloket in Chazal, more fundamental. If there's one or two Arons.
Ah.
Whoa. Right? This is taking a position in that.
I mean,
right? I didn't expect you to know that one.
Right.
But that's part of understanding this Haggadah. So there's a lot, a lot going on.
I mean, that goes back to the whole discussion that they would bring the Aron out to war.
Very good. That's exactly where this comes up, which is... When the Aron came out to war, is that this Aron or is that the other Aron, or is there only one Aron? Bidyuk me'achuz. Very good. So there's a lot going on in this Haggadah. Any more problems, questions, issues before we actually delve in to the problems, questions, and issues in the Haggadah? What else? What else bothers you here? It could be nothing. I don't care. Okay, good. Nothing. Anybody else? Yosef, there's always something. Even though we've been pretty thorough here on the problems here. Okay, nothing. Good.
I'll probably turn my phone off now.
What?
What? I'm very confused. I was really just asking if there's anything else before we... Okay.
This touches.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
Zev! Where'd you go? Where'd he go? I don't want to move on without you. Okay, good. So which issue should we... So which issue should we take up first? I feel like Zev wants us to take it... Good. So Zev wants to take that one up. So let's start with Zev's question, which is good, because this is the part I think Zev would like the most, and this is why I told him to make sure to arrange it. So let's skip then to 12, because the most extensive treatment of this. Oh, sorry. We'll also have to deal. Someone said, "How do we get this out of the drasha?" But we'll also deal with that, right? But we'll get to that. But let's focus on Zev's point, okay? Let's say we bought the drasha. We understand all of this. Very good. Vimaze. Right? What is this whole thing? Meaning, is he a Talmud Chacham? Is he not a Talmud Chacham? What exactly is the vort here? What's the vort?
Zev,
come on.
I think his bread's finished.
What?
His bread.
Oh. Hungry yeshiva guys, honestly. Good. So the,
oh, no,
so,
that wasn't bread. No.
So, again, it's not in order of the sources, but that's okay. But these are different issues. But the Rav really takes up that issue in an extensive piece, which is a combination of machshava and lumdus. But he's really trying to get at the heart of this principle. By the way, at the end of this shir, what I included was, okay, well, what does this look like lemaisa? Meaning, one of the questions you have to ask that came up at the beginning of the state, towards the beginning, was the following shaila. At what point is it right for us to force retirement on rabbis on the presumption that they're getting too old to do their job properly? That is the sort of halachic thing that floats in the background here. And at the end, I gave you some makaros on that issue, and we'll come to that at the end. It was a Tshuva Bar Yitzchak Nissim who became the chief Sephardi rabbi. I think he was the second chief Sephardi rabbi after Rav Uziel, but he wrote it in his Tshuva Yein HaTov. But let's look at the Rav, okay? And Zev, this is the part I wanted you definitely to be here. After that, you have to go to learn with Yaakov. At least you'll have seen the Rav. Well, it's going to take us 2 weeks, so I can't promise for next week. So at least you'll have seen the Rav, okay? He says, "Vaziru bizaken sheshachach talmudom machmar unso darmin luchot v'shirei luchot monachim ba'ara." Near Elifaresh, the mash shivrei luchot munachot ba'aron, he mishum dechalin biluchot shnei mine kedusha. Right, the reason they're in the aron is because the luchot have two different levels of kedusha. What are they? Kedushat haguf mishum dehavyon mikli hamikdash kmo klei sharet. One is they are inherently holy, because they're a Kli Mikdash, just like everything else in the Kli Mikdash. If it's Kadosh, Kadosh means in Kedusha, or Kedusha itself. Bet is Kedusha Sefer Torah. Right, the Luchon of Tzvedinim. Right, they are both the Torah incarnate, but they're also a Kli Mikdash. Dihinei Ayin Barambam, Vizel Lishono, Mitzvah Liachel LeSefer Torah Makom, L'Chabeir Oto HaMakom, L'Adro Yoter Midah. He said, the Sefer Torah, you give it a place of honor, you respect it, Varim Shebeluchot HaBrid, Hein Hein Shebechol Sefer HaSefer. And the Rambam's justification is from the Luchot. Because every Sefer Torah shares the Luchot, but clearly they're not the Klai Mikdash, they share content. Mevu'ar midivei HaRambam Sha'adin l'chabed Sefer Torah Nilman mehaluchot Shesamim otom ba'aron. The fact that a Sefer Torah has Kedusha is learned from the Aron. The fact that the Luchot are in the Aron. Ki advarim shebeluchot habrit hein hein dvarim shebechol Sefer Torah V'chein mevu'ar midivei hagod Maimini sham V'zeh l'shono Tshuvot mori rabbeinu V'sha sha'alta Lama hi mashkivin Sefer Torah ba'aron kemo luchot Yafe sha'alta. And he asked, why don't we lie down and say for Torah in the Aron like the Luchon? Rabbeinu Tam katab b'tshuva sheken ayoter tov mitam zev od katab elin niskarti basati Aron echavti mevor dafin dine kafat say for Torah meluchot. And in fact, Rabbeinu Tam said, man, maybe you should do that, meaning he learned it from these Nirei Lomar. Next paragraph. Dimishinid shtabru aluchot paka mehem chalot kdushat sefer Torah Dahavyan kesefer Torah shechaser bo yiriyah achat. It's no longer a sefer Torah, just like a sefer Torah that's missing a page. Deleta b'chalot kedushat sefer Torah. It's not a sefer Torah anymore. It's pasul. Amnam, amdayim. Wait, amnam adayin nishar beluchot chalot kedushat aguf. But think about it. A normal sefer Torah, it missing a yiriyah. Is it a sefer Torah anymore? No. Do you have to treat it with kedusha? Yes. Yes. What do you do with a ripped sefer Torah?
Geniza,
because it has it's kashmishi kedusha. Meaning, is it a Talmud Torah? Is it a sefer Torah? No. Is it still kadosh b'kedusha sefer Torah? Yes, because every sefer Torah is tzvedinim. It has kedushas sefer Torah. What? Kedusha Shem Hashem, where everything's kedusha from, but it has. It's tashmishe kedusha, it's kadosh, but it's no longer a hefta shall say for Torah. And therefore, you can't be yotze reading it, but you have to be goneze it.
Why does it still kedusha?
Shem Hashem.
Yeah, Shem Hashem. It started as a sefer Torah, and that kedusha doesn't dissipate. In general, we say kedusha b'chdi lo paka. That's a rule in halacha. Right? Kedusha, no, it doesn't disappear. Kedusha b'chdi lo paka. Right, kedusha doesn't just disappear. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible.
What about ripped Megillat Esther? Do you have to bury it?
I mean, would you have to bury Megillat Esther?
Oh, like, Megillat Esther? I don't think so. I don't think Megillat. I think Esther is different, right? I think Megillat is different. I think it's different.
Category of Megillat or
no? Because it's category Gareth, but I'm not sure. I do have to look that back up.
What? What if you burn a sefer?
You're not allowed to do that.
No, I know, I know. If you did, would it remove the kedusha?
It would be burned. It wouldn't exist.
Right. Okay.
It wouldn't exist, but that's bad.
No, yeah, I know.
Wait.
It would cease to exist.
You're right. There would be no... Kedusha can be...
Wait, but when you cut it, it doesn't cease to exist?
No.
Well, okay, so how many times do I have to cut it until it ceases to exist?
No, you always... Paper shred, no, burning it just... It literally doesn't exist.
Right.
And generally, afar is not included.
Wait,
no.
If I put a Torah scroll...
You have to bury it. You have to bury it.
I have to bury the little...
Yes.
Whatever?
Neachos. Burning it, what are you supposed to do? Right? It's burnt. In general, burning creates a different color.
It's an ash, right?
Yeah.
What if I get a really, really fine...
No, saying. It doesn't matter. In general, Sreifa has a different color in halacha anyways. Oh. Right? It just does. Right? As we talked about at the end of Tumura. Minan Nisrafin, Minan Nikbarin. But those are different categories. Meaning, it's an Isra Da'oraisa to burn a Sefer Torah. Da'oraisa.
Yeah.
Right? Remember, we bought them at Shemam. Right, this is not like dude, it's a pasuk.
No, I'm asking.
It's in Dvarim.
Okay.
Non-parshat Dvarim. Sefer Torah. It's Ekev, maybe? Yeah. It's Ekev. Right? Right? You should destroy the Avodah Zarah. Lo tasun kein, Hashem Elokeichem.
Yeah. I guess that's through the mechanism of the Torah.
So now he says... No, not yet.
Yosef has a question.
Well, I want to get at the Rav's thought. Then we can... Let's get the question. Let's get his thought out.
Yeah.
Omnam. Adayin nishar biluchot chalok kedushat aguf. The rule of Kedusha doesn't disappear, which means that the Luchot are no longer Chetzer Shel Sefer Torah, but they're Kadosh. The same thing is true of Karbonot. He says the same thing is true by Karbonot. Fine. Next paragraph. V'nir'eh de'af b'talmid chacham chalach chalot kedusha raguf. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that a talmid chacham, there's two dinim to a talmid chacham. One is that he knows Torah, and the other is that he becomes kadosh by taking on the status of talmid chacham.
His mind contains Torah, so it becomes a chacham.
Umishum de limura Torah. I said this is some sort of melting together. Yosef, I told you this is a melting together. Lamdus, machshava, agadata.
The world of ideas becomes a chesed.
Yes, great. He says umishum de limura Torah. Now, by the way, the Gemara says this in a few places. But the Gemara says this, for example, where the Gemara says in Kiddushin, I laugh at those people who stand b'pnei for the Torah and don't stand b'pnei lomdeha. They stand for the Sefer Torah and they don't stand for Tamidei Chachamim, right? I laugh at them, right? Because it's ridiculous. Yes, it's Gemara. Right, the clear parallel, we did it last year in Agadata, of the when Chanina ben Dosa is dying, that his body is being burned with the Sefer Torah, and what is his declaration? The scroll is burning, but the letters exist. Right, this notion that a person is like the Talmud Torah, he's burned physically with the Sefer Torah, and the letters float in the air. Right, meaning his soul floats, the body is destroyed, but there is something that transcends. So he says, "Limar haTorah mekadeshet guf adam halomei Torah." And Zev will hopefully remember this from last year. That this is the Rav's vort in general. That Talmud Torah transforms the person, gives him a halos. And how does the Rav, he prove it? From what Gemara and what especially what Rambam? Let's see if Zev remembers it. Come on, you reviewed my article, which is published, by the way. Oh. It's out.
Nighttime learning.
The fact that the learning Torah gives you, in the language of the Mishnah, a keter. And every other keter is given to someone who has a chalos, a kohen gadol, and a melech. And how do I know it's a chalos and not just a role? It's a status. Right, a person, how do I know?
Because
his karbonot are different.
Right.
Right, meaning there are implications to the fact that he's in this
different category.
So he says, Torah. The other two, the Melech and the Kohen, do. So the fact that Talmud Torah is defined as a Keter means that the one who learns Torah as Keter Torah must be similar in a certain respect to the other two people identified there who actually transform in terms of their personal status. So he says, "Amnam adain nishar b'luchot chalak kedusha." Oh, sorry. Next, it was on the next paragraph. He says, "Yuyan b'avot Rabbi Natan," and this is why I said this is a combination of lamdus and machshava. And he says he quotes the same piece from last year. Reb Shimon Omar Shloshak Tarime. There are three crowns: Eloin, Keter Torah, Keter Guna, Keter Malchut. Torah, priesthood, and kingship. Keter kuna ketzad. What is keter kuna ketzad? Afil notin kol kesef is avin notin lo keter kuna. No matter how much money you want, you can't become a priest. Keter malchut avil notin kol kesef is avin shabalim notin lo keter malchut. Aval keter Torah ina kain. Amayla shal Torah kol rotz elita yavol v'yito. Torah, anyone who wants it takes it. And then the Rambam, the exact same one as last year. Paragimal lach aleph and ilchot tamid Torah. Bishloshak tarim nichduru Yisrael. Keter Torah, keter kuna, keter malchut. Keter Kuna, Zachobo Aaron, etc., etc. And then skip down. He says, "Sarach Beyur, Maya Shva Ben Shloshik Tarim Elu, Vemegadol Keter Torah Miketer Kuna Malchut, Vod Sarach Beyur Ma Muvan Shel Keter Torah." What does it mean, crown? Again, everything we did this last year. and he says the nira dil gabe keter guna ve keter malchut amuvan shel keter dechala chalot kedushat aguf nosefet begavra. The crown means that the person, his status is different. He doesn't have a role; he has a status. Darei kohen gadol nimshach b'shem and amishcha. I'll prove it to you. You anoint them like you do a clay mikdash. They literally are Mashiach Hashem, a kohen and a kohen gadol and a melech are both referred to as Mashiach Hashem because they have mishicha. Right? If you ever wondered what Mashiach means, it doesn't mean savior. It means anointed, Mashuach. Yes, he is anointed, literally. Which, when you anoint a kli, it becomes kadosh intrinsically.
That's what the word.
That's literally what the word means.
We don't anoint Talmid Chacham.
No, he doesn't. But he said the fact that we compare a Talmid Chacham to a Kohen and to a Melech, and that we say he has the Keter like them, is Halacha's way of pointing to the fact that Talmud Torah, even without the formalities, without the Mashicha, without the actual physical Keter, is something which is Mekadesh the Gavra. And therefore he says that's what Keter Torah means. That there is a, again, he just keeps proving this. And then, yes, he goes on to the night thing. Okay. So let's now skip.
Enjoy.
So then go down to.
At what point does someone become. At what point does someone gain this status?
When he's a Talmid Chacham.
How do I know when someone becomes a
It's a good question. No Kolotara Kula problem.
What's the difference whether you have a status or not?
Oh, good. So now look three lines to the end. He says, Lufize, next page. I just said.
When you know. When you know everything.
He says, Lufize, nir'el v'ayer negmara didan, d'chayavin l'chabei talmid chacham sheshachach et talmudo, mishum de'af al pish de'chaser lo b'yidiyata Torah, Mikol makom chalot kedushat aguf shechalaba lo paka. Mishumach chayavim bechvado. He is no longer a Talmid Chacham. He's not the luchot. He is the shivrei luchot. Meaning he has kedusha, but is no longer a Talmud Torah, a sefer Torah. That's what he is.
He's not.
Right. V'domel shivrei luchot. She'ava bishabatlam em kedushat sefer Torah. Mikol makom kedushat aguf shem lo batla. Okay, munachim baron, mechayvim bekibur. And now he says, but here's the problem. According to this logic, that if you think this is true, that at some level, learning Torah is mekadesh the person, and therefore even once he forgets his Talmud Torah, he's not a Talmud Chacham anymore, but he has a chalos because he was still transformed by the Torah. So now ask me Akasha. Ask me a Lamdish Kasha.
What if someone becomes transformed like a person?
Or even just in based on our Gemara. Good, but even less extreme. What is the Gemara in our Gemara? If we just follow the logic of our Gemara, why is it that someone who doesn't bother to remember his Torah? But you, maybe I could say not because it's fine. It's the absolute opposite. But why is someone who just forgets his Torah, not because he gets old, but because he didn't bother reviewing it? The Gemara says that's also. But why? Like, you know, so it went through him. He learned it. He wasn't Talmud Chacham, right? Acher is sort of just an intensification. What if he goes Mamish on the Derech? And by the way, what's the Gemara's answer to that? You know, Chinami. He's not fully doesn't fully lose his kedusha either. Oh, remember Acher?
Someone like that still has kedusha.
Remember the Gemara?
Right.
That the daughter of Acher goes to Rebbe and says, "Support me," and he says, "What? You're the daughter of Acher. Why should I support you?" And what does he say? Respect his Torah, and fire comes down from heaven, and he cries, and he's like, "If the people who desecrate the Torah but learned it, they still deserve this honor, Gevalt, right?" What about the people who actually learn and stay, baderech, etc.? Meaning, it is clear that at some level that's true.
Yeah.
But he says, okay, but why is it dafka someone who forgets it? So he says in the next paragraph, and this is again, the Rav is very good at integrating lamdus with machshava. He says, well, there is a model. There's a model that we find in Avodah Zarah, Nun Bet, which is a very interesting sugya, that the Ganzu Beit Chashmonai Avnei HaMizbeach Sheshaktu Anshei Yavan, the stones of the Beit of the Beit HaMikdash, the Chashmonaim, right, buried it away. Why? Because Yavan desecrated it, and they said, how could they desecrate it? Isn't it impossible? And he says, no, because they found a pasuk, which is Uvau Pritzim V'Chilaluha, that the Pritzim, right, the wanton ones have come and desecrated it. And he says, the Balamor there says, it must be that you learn from here that the Mizbeach is not Kadosh B'Kedusha Aguf. It only is Kedusha B'Edek Abayit, because otherwise how could it become unholy? Kedusha B'Edek Abayit, sorry. There are two types of Kedusha in the Beit HaMikdash. One is Kedusha Aguf, right, intrinsic Kedusha, like Karbanot. And the other is Kedusha B'Edek Abayit, which is things that are dedicated to the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore they're only Kadosh as long as they're used by the Beit HaMikdash. But once you redeem them and sell them on, they lose their Kedusha. Because they're only Kadosh insofar as they provide for the treasury. Don't worry, I didn't forget about you. I know you have questions. But you're going to have a question after I formulate the idea fully. So it's not biased. I'm not biased against you. I know the type of question you're going to ask. So I'm going to wait.
No, I had just a technical question.
Oh, so then ask it now.
So you said
I was expecting too much of you then. Yes,
you said before that we learn from the position of the broken ruchos the din of sefer Torah. But wouldn't that apply to a destroyed? Wouldn't that also apply to a erased sefer Torah? Because mamash, the broken ruchos are no longer.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
So why don't? So if we're learning the dinim of...
Yeah, why not?
So why don't we keep them in like the Yara?
We do. We keep Pasul Tevichar in the Aron all the time.
I'm saying...
In fact, this is one of the sources for it. We'll see. No to Behuda. That's actually... This is the source for it. Yes. I gave you that no to Behuda. Thank you. But yes, I gave you that no to Behuda, which is Tshuva Ted in no to Behuda, who in a Chanami says, hey, that's my Raya. Very good. Yes, in fact. Baruch Shekivanta, if I remember correctly, it's in that Tshuva, the no to Behuda. Baruch Shekivanta. So he says, okay, the Baal Mor solves that Gemara by saying that the stones of the Mizbeach must be Kedusha B'Edek Abayit. And therefore, if they are invalidated, so they lose their Kedusha. Because you can do that with Kedusha B'Edek Abayit. But the Ramban holds that they are Kedusha Aguf, like a Kli Sharet. But what's the rule by Kli Sharet? There's no Pidyon, no there's Mi'ilach or Mi'ilah, Mo'alach or Mo'el. So how did they become not kadosh? So Ramban is mechadesh. That what?
They didn't become not kadosh. They just couldn't be used.
Nope.
That's the same thing.
Nope. He says it's a gzeirat kasuv that they can't lose kedusha, but they can be desecrated. And if they're desecrated, they lose their kedusha.
Oh, that goes to the same thing with the negative.
That's the Ramban's chiddush.
Wait, that was the negative term.
What? What?
No, when you said it's not like it was the negative form.
Wait, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Wait,
what? So the Ramban is mechadesh that they don't just lose kedusha. That doesn't work, right? Like they can't just lose kedusha. Correct. There has to be a ma'isa chilul. But if there's a ma'isa chilul,
then they
can lose their Kedusha. That's what the Gemara is being Mechadesh.
Meaning if you sold them,
it wouldn't help. They wouldn't lose it because that's not a Maisa Chilul. That's trying to just remove it. But if the Goyim came, the Greeks came and were Mechalal it, that's the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes. Uvo preaching the Chililuha. Right?
All items of
yes. Correct. That's what he's. That's the Ramban.
So if the Greeks came and were called Sefer Torah.
Oh, so now he says.
Well, we're talking about Sefer Torah.
So now he says.
So now the
Talmud Chacham. B'diuk. He says if a Talmud Chacham forgets it, the Pshia.
Yeah. So then he doesn't.
So he's machalal his status as Talmud Chacham.
Oh, okay.
The Pshia. If he actively doesn't care. Correct. If he actively forgets his Torah, right, he is responsible, so that is a Maisa Chilul. It's his fault.
You brought up another one. Plus, we don't have a Gezeiros HaKasav on Talmid HaChachamim.
Ah, very nice. But he says, therefore it's Dafka, the Talmud Chacham, who be'ones, right, who by no fault of his own loses it, that doesn't become a non-Talmud Chacham. So that's the Rav's Lumdish argument of this.
Lumdish argument that you are
within the Machshava.
That you are connecting to a Gzeirah Shava
Yes.
To something that we learned out about a different type of Kedusha.
Correct.
No,
No, same Kedusha.
No,
same
because Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Tam Chacham
is parallel to the Kedusha of Luchos.
Is Kedusha of Sefer Torah.
It's Kedusha of Luchos.
Yeah, but both of those are not Kedusha of...
Of course they are. Because Luchot is Kadosh, Sefer Torah, and Klisharis.
Yeah, but he specifically said this is coming from the Sefer Torah.
No, Punkt Vakert. No, that's his point. That the Talmud Chacham has two statuses, Kedusha Sefer Torah, just like the Luchot. It's a Klei Sharet and a Kedusha Sefer Torah. Once he forgets his learning, he doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah. He only has Kedusha Klei Sharet.
Well, a Sefer Torah doesn't lose its status if it loses a page, though. Like, if it's broken, it's still a Sefer Torah.
Correct, it's only broken.
So why doesn't he lose his... You don't need to come on to the Klei Sharet's Kedusha.
Yeah.
Just in Sefer Torah, you have this idea of...
Should still have...
Like, still being...
Right, because the Sefer Torah is the same thing. Right, meaning a Sefer Torah has two Kedusha. Right, meaning it has... Uh-huh. It, right, it's both a... No, that's exactly his point. A Sefer Torah is the same way. That it has a Chalo Sefer Torah and Kedusha Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It has both elements. Right? If it has all the words, it has a Chalo Sefer Torah you can read from it.
Yeah.
And if it's missing some, it maintains Kedusha's Torah, but it doesn't have Chalo Sefer Torah in a Hanami.
So then can we apply that to, like, if something in the Bamek just breaks?
That would not be chilul.
That's not chilul.
Exactly, that's the point.
But does stuff in the Beit HaMikdash have both kinds of Kedusha?
No.
Those only have one Kedusha.
They just have
Kli Tzarei. And therefore, if they break, they maintain Kedusha, because Lo Paka Bigdi, but if it's Mechalel it loses Kedusha. And therefore, he used that halachic principle to explain this Hashkafic point.
But
now the Rav...
Can we stop for a second?
Apply
it
to people?
Because he says, Talmud Chacham... Right, it has two statuses. He has the content of his Talmud Torah, and then the status that it transforms him as a person. If he forgets it, ba'ones, so there's no ma'aseh chilul. He didn't do anything wrong. He's no longer a Sefer Torah, but he still maintains that Kedusha that he obtained, because it doesn't go anywhere. But if he is derelict actively, then just like the Ramban is Mechadesh, that even something with Kedusha Bechefza, you can be Mechal Kedusha? Now the thing with Acher, you have to wonder what's going on in the Gemara. It doesn't say that he's
still... Is there any Kvedu Maisech Hello?
Correct, but it's very unclear what's going on in that Gemara. Right, meaning...
Well, he also didn't forget his learning. It's a different case.
It's an interesting case.
That case where he's outside the Tachum...
Correct, that's the problem. It's a very weird case, because he is still Talmud Chacham, he just misuses
he's
it.
He's got the highest level of Maisech Hello.
But he also is a Sefer Torah. It's very odd.
He's still
but he has the content, and that's where it gets complicated, and that's why you gotta go back to it.
Wait.
It's the reverse. Yeah.
Yes, it's the reverse. Exactly.
The person who forgets his learning because he doesn't review it loses both kinds of...
Correct, because he lost the content because he didn't know it, and he has a mice achillel. Right? We stop respecting him because you didn't.
Okay, fine.
So now you'll ask me the next question, which is, okay, well, what exactly is this agadic statement getting at halachically? So I remember the diuk I said before. Now the diuk that we noticed before should be staring you in the face, which is, okay, what do I owe this Talmud Chacham? Kavod or not Bizayon? What do I owe him?
Wait, the forgetful Talmud Chacham?
Yeah, the forgetful. The Talmud Chacham with dementia. Right, what do I owe him?
Wait, dementia one or not
dementia?
Dementia one. The Gemara doesn't say you owe him Kavod. It says don't be Mavaza him. Is that on purpose?
Oh,
or not?
No, because for him, he only loses one type of Kedusha. Because there is no Maisha.
So good. So look. So before we look at the answer, so look at the Yerushalmi. Look for a moment. Look at number three. Turn to number three. Look at the three. So the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaye, b'shem Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Acha, zokein sheshachik Talmud o machmas onso, no hagin bo ki kedushat aron.
Treat him with Kedusha.
That's very vague.
So now
that's
the Rav...
Very, also very different from do not be a sight.
Very good. Very good. So now turn back to the Rav.
Not really.
So look at the second piece in the Rav. And the Rav, now obviously... Back where we were. The last paragraph in 12.
All these things in the Rav.
Okay? So now the last paragraph in 12... What? The last paragraph in the Rav. So now he says... So now you got to ask the next question. Once I set up this fancy lambdas, now there's an obvious suffix, which is yesh listapek. Im chiyuv hakavod l'tamar chacham sheshachach talmudo be'ones hu l'chavdo ki'ilu lo shachach talmudo v'chayavim l'chavdo ki'tamar chacham. Right? Is the honor as if he were a talmar chacham? Oh, to have a chiyuv kavod b'fnei atzmo. V'din kavod damer chacham shachatam ludo ainer shavil damer chacham. Meaning, is he still damer chacham? That's what it's telling you, or it's a different status. And he says, "V'ulai tei nafka mina l'gai chiyuv mora." And he said, "What would the nafka mina be?" He said, "Maybe yishlomer damer chacham shachatam ludo chalachiyuv kavod like a chiyuv mora." Being a right, meaning, like you know, maybe right, certain things, right? You could like contradict it, maybe, right? Because like he doesn't know what he's talking about anymore, or something. But you stand up for him, you show him respect, right? There might be nafkaminas.
What if the tomahawk is Rebbe Mavok?
So, and then he might be different, right? Because there's personal obligations we have to talk about. And he says he thinks it might be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He just said the lashon the Bavli, which is where he was medayik his holamdus in the machshava, was don't be mevazeh him, which he says makes sense. Why? Because he's not a talmid chacham in a chanami. He's not a talmid chacham anymore. But you can't be mevazeh him, right? Just like you can't read from a sefer Torah that is missing pages. It's not a talmud. It's not a sefer Torah anymore. You just have to treat it with kavod. You put it in geniza. So he says the same thing is here. It's not kvodo shavim mamish talmid chacham. But Yerushalmi, who says, no, you treat it with Kedushin Aron, maybe that's the difference. And then he gets to the second machlokas, that maybe this depends on the machlokas of whether there are two Arons or one. Because if you think there's two Luchot, they're distinct.
If there's one Aron, there's one Din. There's one Aron, they're together in the same Aron.
No, so if I cared. He says if it gets its own Aron, right, it's independent.
Yeah,
if it has to be in the same Aron with the other one, it's saying, look, if this is a subsidiary kavod, it could go either way. That's already, I'm not convinced by that idea. But that's the Rav's lumdus on this, and I gave you in 13 as well that several other poskim got into this. I quoted here the Daf Al Daf quotes a sefer I've never heard of, the Imrot Moshe, which is the Imrot Moshe Igrot Virishimot Kehilat Yaakov. Yes, it's the sefer I go to right away. It's my first sefer that I review when I'm preparing any shir. I've never heard of it in my entire life. It's probably my fault.
New love. That's for Gemara.
Yes, next year that's our Seder in the Imrot Moshe Igrot Virishimot Kehilat Yaakov. Yes, exactly. Where he raises this safek. Yes, exactly.
I wonder if we have too much
time. So he just said, I'll say it outside. He said, first of all, it's clear that when it says don't be mavazahim, it doesn't mean, oh, chiddush, don't humiliate him. You don't do that to anybody. That's not the point of the Gemara. We don't humiliate any person. That's not the word here. It clearly means a certain level of kavod. He says, that this is, again, he suggests the same thing, that maybe what it means is don't be mevazeh him. What it's highlighting is that, yes, he has an honor, but it's not that of a talmid chacham. So it's saying, you don't actually owe him the same kavod you owe a talmid chacham. It's don't be mevazeh him, because he has a certain status. And that's, and again, it also brings in, this might be the machlokes, Bavli, Yerushalmi. Okay, so let us see how much time we have. 10 minutes. Okay, so let's do one more point. Since we've ended up on the halachic side first, so let's do the Nod B'Yehuda. This is for you, Bluth. So let's look at the Nod B'Yehuda, who also.
Why is particularly for him?
What? Because he just asked this question. Right? And I said it's the Nod B'Yehuda. Look at the Nod B'Yehuda. Now, the Yehuda also, like the Rav, tries to focus on the halachic elements of this Agadah. So look at 10. And he says, Mashashal Aburasi Asfarim Apsulim She'inin Ruyim Ol Tikkun. You ask me a question. Sifrei Torah that can no longer be fixed. They're so broken, they can't be fixed. Imutar lanicham baron hakodesh hamukudash l'sfarim haksherim ve'evi malat haraya mishivir luchot shemunachim baronim haluchot hashleimim. And you said maybe it's the halacha is keep them in the Aron, because as a mashal we say about a talmid chacham shivrei luchot v'luchot menachim Aron. Well, isn't this mamish, right? Sifrei Torah v'shivrei sifrei Torah We're talking about Aaron.
You mean mushroom? Yes, it is.
And then he says, "V'shuv da'cha ki shivrei luchon hayah behem kedusha yisera shayumasi the akodesh baruch hu ba'asmu." And you said, "Man, maybe not. Maybe this is only the luchot because they are written by God, whatever that means." Yeah. And what is the note you just say to him?
No.
Fool! The Gemara told you that you're allowed to extrapolate from the Aron to a Talmud Chacham. Haraya, the point of the Agadita, is that the message of the Luchot are expandable beyond the literal Luchot. That's literally the point of the Agadita. That's literally the point of the metaphor.
Forget that.
To teach you.
Didn't we expand it from the Luchot to a Sefer Torah to the Talmud Chacham?
No, we went from the Luchot to the Talmud Chacham, and now the Yehuda says, and now I can go back to Sefer Torah, because once I know it's expandable, it's not about the Luchot, because the Gemara tells you the Luchot is a stand-in.
Yeah.
And therefore he says that the Chiyah Shelo ain't a Dechiyah. If it's only the Luchot, because they're written by God, then the Talmud Chacham isn't written by God, people. Right? It's, we already said you can extrapolate, so you can extrapolate. Maybe I have a different kasha, which is the Aron was made to house the original Luchot, which are broken. Maybe that's why they deserve to be there.
I see.
Etc.
Well, isn't the
But he says, Omnam Ledina, Imalachat Zurofefet Biyadcha. But he said, Lemaisa, what's the rule in Psak? And he tells you, Imalachat Rofefet Biyadcha, what's the rule? What's the next line? Even without looking, come on, you know what it is. If you're not sure what the halacha is,
say!
Puk Chazi Mayam Adavar, look what people do. That's what we do, people. Look in your Aron. Look, how do you know when a Sefer Torah in an Aron is possible?
You put the
the gartels on the outside. That's the gartels on the outside.
The gartel.
The belt.
Oh.
You know when you.
That's what it is. If you see a belt on the outside of a Sefer Torah, don't read from it. That means it's puzzle. That's the Minog.
Unless someone made a mistake.
That's our shortcut. That's how we shortcut
really
of telling people.
Big mistake.
And he says, don't tell me that the reason that's true is because you have intent to fix it. Because he says that, he said, this is not about your das, and many of these aren't just not fixable, or it'll be really, really hard. And therefore, no, it must be that we do, in fact, learn from here this halacha. So he said, yeah, in a chanami. Right? I mean, once you know from the Agadita that we expanded beyond the Luchot, so immediately you can draw a halachic conclusion backwards, because the Agada that tells you it's not literal, once it's not literal, it's expandable and can be extrapolated. Once it can be extrapolated, Nechanami! Right? So that's the force of Noda Behuda's argument. Okay. So like I said, the questions that I have left here, now that we've sort of laid out the basic lumdus machshava of this Agada, are, as I said, the issues, just to summarize where we are, is, in fact, is the machlokes in Chazal, whether they are, in fact, in the same Aron?
Yeah.
And what the implications might be for this Agadita, if you don't believe that they are?
Yeah.
I mean, that source is 4 through 7. What exactly is the nature of this very odd drasha? You know what? Let's do that now, because I don't want to spend too much time on it. And I gave it to you in English just for that reason in 11. This way, we don't have to do it next week. And next week, we'll deal with this question of the two Arons and and maybe the other Halachal Maisa question, which is, okay, well, what is this sort of general picture that Chazal are painting tell us about, you know, retirement for elderly Talmidei Chachamim? This just tells you, don't be mavaza them. But, like, does that mean I have to leave them in their post until they're, you know, 104 and senile? Is that what you're telling me? That can't be the... So how exactly do you paint a halachic ashkafic picture for this?
Why is Chazal retired considering, like, disgraceful? Like, how do you define...
Have you ever tried to get a rabbi to retire? What do you mean? Rabbis don't want to retire. We like teaching Torah.
But that doesn't mean that it's
a big deal, right? No one wants to retire.
No, that doesn't mean that it's, you know, disgrace or whatever.
It can be if you force them into retirement, which they often do.
Hey, Wood. Let's say one day you're the chief rabbi of Israel,
and then I get dementia,
and then the next day you're not the chief rabbi.
Yes, this happens all the time.
Would you consider that a demotion?
Good.
Emotion and strength are different things.
Downvoted.
Okay, so what are the drushot? So very quickly, I gave you different versions in the drushot. I have 5 minutes, so let's just throw out some of the drushot. Right, how do you get it? So the Marsha thinks it's because of the proximity of the words of Asher Shibarta to Visabdam Ba'aron. It's just a play on that, right? That which you broke, put in the Aron. We just sort of play on the words. Okay. The Al-Sheikh says that Asher Shibarta are superfluous, and therefore it must be to tell you that they're also in the Aron. He has another proof, which is that the Pasuk says, as Moshe records it, that Hashem told him, make two luchot like the first ones, and make an aron. So he said, why is he telling him to make the aron now? Isn't it only for the new luchot? Why is he making it before he goes up the mountain? And in fact, the next Pasuk says he built the aron before he even went up the mountain. And therefore, he says, maybe the way the drasha comes is that the hint here was that the broken luchot need to be an aron. So what he's telling is, make the aron for what's here, not what's up there. Right? That's why you need to make it before...
How does that work according to Rashi?
Right, but... One second. But when would you put it in the aron? Meaning, he built it before he went up, but when did he put it in? After he made the second ones. Right? That's the drasha. It's, I made it before I went up, but it's for... the second luchot. So from the fact that you have that combination, what he learned is that the hint was, it's put in the aron, but only with the second ones. I mean, they deserve to be in the aron, but only once there are other ones. And that's sort of that complexity of when exactly he built the aron is where you get the hint from. Then he says, one more point. He says, so why doesn't the Gemara, why doesn't the Torah just not say that? Right, why do we? If it's true, why do you have to get it from a drasha? So here, the again the daf Yomi da Koel, this Rabbi Mordechai Tzvidiker, his suggestion is the following. He thinks, like the Rav's conclusion in the Bavli, is that you don't give them honor; you just can't disgrace them. That's why it's only by a hint. Meaning, it's not put them in the aron. It's not an active kedusha. It's a passive, there's don't be mevazet, and therefore maybe that's why the Gemara leaves it as the Pesukim leave it as a hint. This is a suggestion. Maybe leave it as a hint that this is a Kedusha, but it's not the Mamish Kedusha. I tell you to put the Luchot, and I hint that the Shivrei Luchot go in to highlight their distinction. Maybe, I don't know, but that's how he takes the Drasha. So again, what we'll do next time, so this is good, we'll actually get it done in 2 weeks, which is my original plan, is again, is there really only one Aron, and what are the implications of those different Dare and the Agarata? And how does this meld into the halachic hashkafic picture of how we treat Tamid Chachamim as they get older and senile and retirement and stuff like that.
Where's that?